Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139, and because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise. Hi, I'm Bill Shishko, host of today's edition of HealthWise. The eye is one of the greatest demonstrations of how foolish it is to believe that our bodies just evolved naturally over millions of years. The eye is one of the greatest demonstrations that we are fearfully and wonderfully made by an all-powerful and all-wise Creator, the all-powerful and all-wise Creator made known in God's Word, the Bible. The human eye is a little globe, about 1 inch in diameter. The front part, which you see as you look in a mirror, is composed of the iris, which is the colored part. The cornea is a clear dome covering the iris. The pupil is a black circular opening in the iris, and it adjusts to let the right amount of light into the eye. The sclera is the white part of your eye. Don't shoot till you see the whites of their eyes. And the conjunctiva is the thin layer of tissue that covers the entire eye, interestingly, except for the cornea. Now let's get inside of your eye. Just behind the iris and the pupil sits a lens that helps focus the light it receives through the pupil to the back of the eye. There, and this is really amazing, you'll find an inside lining of the eye that's covered with distinct light-sensing cells that together are called the retina. The macula is the small, super-sensitive area of the retina that gives you central vision. Well, the light-sensing cells of the retina convert the light into electrical impulses. These are sent to the brain through the optic nerve, which is in the back of your eye. The brain, which is even more amazing than the eye, then does its work so that you can actually see, and so that you can process what you see. Now, folks, that did not come about by chance. But it's precisely because your eye is so very complex that there are dozens of bad things that can hurt the eye and its various parts and hinder or even threaten your eyesight. A black eye is swelling or discoloration around your eye that usually comes by a bruise or an injury. Dry eye can be caused by lupus or a sclerodoma. A sty is a painful red lump on the edge of the eyelid, and that is usually caused by bacteria of some sort. Conjunctivitis, popularly called pink eye, is an inflammation of your eye's conjunctiva. Allergies, viruses, or bacterial infections can bring on pink eye. Diabetic retinopathy is very serious. High blood sugar can actually damage the blood vessels in the eye, and unchecked, that can lead to blindness. Likewise, diplopia, or double vision, may be a symptom of something serious, and you should see your doctor about double vision. Glaucoma is a progressive loss of vision that comes from the damage created by increased pressure in your eyes. Detached retina, as you'd imagine, is when the retina becomes separated from the tissue in the back of the eye, and you need surgery to correct that condition. Macular degeneration, which is something that affects those of us who are older, is the loss of your central vision, and I could give you many, many more bad things that can do a bad deed on your eyes. So you need regular tests by optometrists and more specialized ophthalmologists to check for most of these eye conditions and to prescribe remedies, everything from artificial tears, glasses, and contacts to eye drops or surgery may be necessary. But the alternative is the possible loss of your eyesight, and that's not a good thing. Most people don't realize that along with this special medical care for your eyes, there's daily eye care that comes by good habits of cleanliness and also by good nutrition. And that's what we're going to look into, if you'll excuse that expression, in today's HealthWise program on eye health. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York, brings HealthWise to you this week. And there in their richly stocked nutrition department, you'll meet Rachel at 110 Pharmacy's experienced nutritional consultant. And Rachel is once again our guest today on HealthWise. We invite you to call her with your questions about eye health. And in a moment, you're going to find the utterly unexpected way that God prepared Rachel to do this program on eye health. Call in number 631-955-5400, 631-955-5400, and you can even text your question at any time. Put the number under HealthWise, and here's the number for texting your question, 516-367-0391. Text questions only, 516-367-0391. But for now, welcome, Rachel.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, it's great to have you back with us. Rachel, as you put it, let's lay all the cards on the table. We scheduled this program several months ago. What's happened to you, particularly to your eyes, since then?
Well, you were asking for suggestions, and I had just been to see a doctor. I don't go to see doctors very much. I have to say that's sort of an arrogance on my part. And I had just been to see probably the best doctor I've ever had in my life, my ophthalmologist. And he had informed me that some blurriness that was, like, annoying to me. I'm myopic, I'm nearsighted, and I wear glasses, and I just thought maybe I needed a new prescription or whatever. But the blurriness was kind of strange. Was, in fact, as he has said to me several times, a condition that they haven't named yet, but it's a form of glaucoma. And it was highly advanced and early onset. Usually someone more like in their 70s or early 80s would have it as bad as I had it. And he was shocked, and we went over my daily routine, and you and I have talked about my daily routine, and I'm privy to yours as well. I mean, I try and eat fairly healthy and take a lot of antioxidants and get a decent amount of exercise, fresh air, take care of myself in general, and the glaucoma thing was not something I was expecting at all. So apparently, Prasad just walked in the room. So apparently, it's something like genetic, and I don't necessarily know the medical histories of my whole family. I have lost a great deal of vision. I still have vision. Together, my two struggling little eyes are doing the job, but I am going to be continuing to see my doctor. I've already had a laser procedure on one to stimulate drainage to bring the pressure down, and I will be having a surgery on the other eye.
Yeah.
So,
Rachel, we're going to get to the nutrition thing, and as well as I do, there's a lot to this. But what are some of the basic things about eye health, I mean, apart from the nutrition issues that you've learned?
The first thing I want to stress to all the people who are listening is don't be a dope like Rachel, and or anybody. Sometimes we think that just taking vitamins and just eating well and getting enough exercise and doing the right thing and being a good person is going to be enough. You need to have regular eye exams from an ophthalmologist, and I would say starting in your late 30s. That's number one.
Yeah. When you say regular, maybe every 6 months or so?
Oh, once a year if you're in your late 30s, as long as everything looks good. If there's any indication of any problem, then you need to start having eye exams. Once every 6 months sounds good to me.
Yeah, and of course, let's make clear to the audience, if you're needing something on a basic level with glasses or contacts, there's your optometrist.
Yes.
But for things like glaucoma, detached retinas, this kind of thing, you've
got to have degeneration, all of the stuff that you mentioned at the beginning, really, all of the serious conditions, especially the retinal, the optic neuropathy, that's very important.
And there's your ophthalmologist that you're looking at. Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, very can't emphasize that enough. Okay, Rachel, let's talk about nutrition and eye health. Talk to us about, I hope I'm pronouncing these things properly. This is like vocabulary from another planet. Is it Lutzen and Zeaxanthin? Are you familiar with those things?
You're doing that on purpose. It's lutein and zeaxanthin.
Oh, all right, okay.
They're usually found as a team. They're a comedy team. You got skills.
You could tell I'm the radio host and not the nutritionist. Okay.
Well, I think it took me about a year to figure out how to say them correctly. Lutein and zeaxanthin are used generally for macular degeneration. They are great just for general eye health. Fantastic. But for macular degeneration, top-notch. You can get both of them in fresh fruits and vegetables. Zeaxanthin is a little bit harder. Mezzozeaxanthin, which would be like the way that it, you know, the primary extract that comes from zeaxanthin that does its job. It's a little difficult. I mean, usually it's sourced. Both of them are sourced from marigold flowers. You can get it from fresh fruits and vegetables. And organic berries also are high in all the great antioxidants for eyes. But
these are antioxidants in general, but and you study eye health, and your eyes specifically need these antioxidants.
Yes.
Sure. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, all
and
right.
They're like free radical scavengers, and they kind of just go in there like, I often use the Pac-Man description, and they just kind of get rid of the garbage.
Yeah, so you're looking at things like spinach, collards, kale, endive.
Dark greens, 100%.
Dark green. What about carrots?
I mean,
you think of it.
Well, carrots are good. I mean, yes, I know everyone loves to, you know, think that if you eat a lot of carrots, you'll have great eyesight. Some carrots are good. Vitamin A is good. I was going to get to that a little bit later.
Yeah.
But some carrots are wonderful, and they're delicious, and they're good for your body. And they're a little high in sugar. And also, too much vitamin A from beta-carotene can be a problem. So if you want to take a little vitamin A as a supplement, actually no more than 10,000 IUs of retinyl pomatate. Usually it comes from cod liver oil.
Yeah, that's
in addition to a healthy diet.
Yeah, too much vitamin A can be toxic, right?
10,000, right, well, yeah, we're talking about, then we're talking about like a total of like 100,000 IUs.
Okay.
So you would have to be taking an awful lot like a crazy person.
Yeah.
But, you know, about 10,000 IUs will do with the job. It's also good for your thyroid and your skin and other good things, but very good for your eyes.
Yeah, okay. We're coming back to this, Rachel, omega-3s. The fatty acids are necessary for the eye. Talk with us about omega-3s and eye health.
Well, for dry eye.
Right.
Primarily, the people who come to me in my store and people that I see around me are taking it because of dry eye, but it's also fantastic for retinal strength, also inflammatory conditions. And you can food source it. You can get it from some great deep sea fish. We've talked about that many times. If you need a super high amount of EPA and DHA, as recommended to you by your ophthalmologist.
Yeah. What's DHA and EPA, Rachel?
They're the two components of omega-3.
Okay.
So when you take 1,000 milligrams of fish oil, you're only a portion of that is actually omega-3.
Now you're going to look. You take the fish oil bottle that you've got, okay? If you're not getting this out of salmon, you turn this thing around and look at this list of things. Are they going to mention DHA
and
EPA?
DHA, yes.
And what are we looking for?
If it's a good
for?
One, yes, they will.
Okay. What are we looking for the concentrations of DHA and EPA?
That kind of depends. But I like to see with two capsules, two gel caps, maybe one in the morning, one at night, or maybe two together in the morning, whatever works for you, that's okay. I'd like to see close to a total of omega-3, EPA and DHA combined. 3,000, like around there.
Okay.
That's a concentration.
Now, is this the your omega-3s? I mean, I don't know how many programs we've come up with it. You can take these pills on an empty stomach, Rachel, or you have.
You can. I recommend taking it with food. Fish oil is fish oil.
Yeah,
think about it.
You know,
I recommend taking it with a little food.
But we're better to get the omega-3s with fish. We mentioned our friends, the avocados.
Yeah.
Oils?
Yeah, you're not going to get as much from vegetable. I hate to say this. I want it to be available to you, EPA and DHA, and its anti-inflammatory strength and everything else, from, you know, flax and avocados and all that. You're not going to get it. It really needs to be fish oil.
Fish oil.
I'm sorry to say.
Yeah, okay. No, that's okay.
Because I'm not a fish person. You are. I'm not. And so it grosses me out a little bit. And plus, you know, come on, it's a little animal. So, I mean, and people act like, well, it's
let my wife and me cook fish for you. You'll enjoy
it. I'm sure you make it delicious.
Oh, I could give you a great recipe for salmon. Salmon's always the one they feature. I mean, are they prejudiced against other fish or what?
Very easily absorbed fish oil.
Okay.
Fish oil that's very easily absorbed. Plus, you want to know what else it has in it? It has astaxanthin, which is similar to zeaxanthin, our friend from before, and our hard-to-pronounce friend. And
the comedy team.
It has some good stuff, really good things in it. Salmon, the pinkness of it, of the flesh is what indicates.
All right, okay. So salmon, they're right in featuring the salmon because of the DHA and the EPA. Wow. And olive oils? You said no, not as much.
Olive oil is fantastic for you, and vegetable oils, essential fatty acids, are fantastic for you on other levels. but it's not going to do the things for your, like for your eyes that we want it to
do. All right, okay.
Sesame oil is good as well. Olive oil is fantastic, and it will help to lubricate. My favorite, I'm going to say it, I've thrown this at you before, sea buckthorn oil, which is also called omega-7 when it's combined.
Uh-huh.
Different parts of the plant, very good for moisturizing the eye.
Excellent.
Very good.
Yeah, very, very important. We already covered vitamin A. We're going to get to Rachel and I have coined this phrase, the blessing of the bees, not B-E-E-S, but B, plural. Okay, the blessing of the bees. We're going to get to that. You'll be fascinated with the role of the different B vitamins in eye health. But let's hear, first of all, this message from 110 Pharmacy and Surgical. It's like going back in time, the old days when a pharmacy was a fun place to go. Family atmosphere, employees who know your name and who really know you. Personal service, one-stop shopping for all your needs. You'll find all that and much more at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They have everything for your pharmaceutical needs and over-the-counter remedies. But that's just the beginning. Browse the full selection of designer greeting cards. Take back childhood as you choose from the unique Melissa and Doug educational toys. Find outstanding bath and body items for that special someone. See the full selection of surgical and medical supplies. And don't miss the nutrition section. My wife and I have a great time browsing 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, and you will too, I assure you. They live up to their motto, every customer a satisfied customer. And here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE 540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases. Again, just mention WLIE 540 when you check out. Tell them you heard them on HealthWise, and you'll even get the discount if you order from their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. Once again, that's 1-800-599-9963. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical is conveniently located at 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They open at 9 a.m. each morning, and they're open until 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, until 8 p.m. on Friday, 5 p.m. on Saturday, and 4 p.m. on Sunday. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, where rule number one is the customer's always right, and rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. And now, back to today's edition of HealthWise. Bill Shishko here with you, and we'll talk about eye health today. Anytime you'd like to text a question for HealthWise, you can text that at 516-367-0391, 516-367-0391. Rachel, we're talking about the blessing of B vitamins, blessing of the Bs, when it comes to eye health. Let's tick off the ones we've got here. How about B1 or thiamine?
Well, B1 or thiamine is my best friend. It's helpful for drainage in the eye, for glaucoma. And alone, actually each one of them does something distinct and has been studied quite a bit. So you have B1, which would be great for glaucoma.
Yeah.
And great for other things too. Also great for headaches, by the way.
Okay.
And B2, riboflavin. They say it can help to prevent cataracts. There's some scientific evidence. I've looked at it several times. Also important if you're having unexplained muscle pain. Niacin, obviously will help in preventing cataracts, but it's also fantastic for your cholesterol. So,
Now, Rachel, with niacin, you get this flush when you get...
Yeah, you can start by taking a lower dose and build yourself up, or you can take a flush-free.
Yeah, okay. All right.
By the way, there is a form of flush-free niacinamide,
okay,
which is just fantastic for your skin.
Okay, excellent.
To prevent skin cancer. Doctors are talking about it a lot.
B3, that's niacin. What about B6?
Fantastic for your nervous system, fantastic for the nerves in your eye, and also it helps to balance protein buildups. When you have an injury, part of the swelling is white blood cells, and the rest are proteins that have collected there to kind of fix things. But they can get clogged, congested, and cause problems. B6 helps to even everything out.
Yeah, and
like
I've
a traffic
read,
director.
Rachel, am I right? It's what you're saying. If the people who have these high protein diets for whatever reason.
Yeah, you need some extra B6.
Yeah, you've got to add the B6 to that. Okay. What about B12?
B12 is super important for your nervous system. And I love B12 because it's extremely important for the manufacture of red blood cells. And for me, I take a lot of it because of the optic nerve thing. What glaucoma does is the swelling from the fluid behind the eye strangles the ganglion nerve. You talked about it in your opening, which communicates the information that I need to see to my brain.
Yeah.
So it destroys that. It will destroy it eventually, and I would not be able to see had I not found a wonderful doctor who's helping me.
Excellent. Yeah, I've got to commend, just speaking of,
I think that what happens with that sort of thing is like we want to keep the nerves functioning and operating as healthy and strong as possible. You know, like, and I take a lot of great stuff, Bill. I really do.
Well,
there's not much you can do about genetics, especially when it's an unknown factor.
Right.
There's not much
you can do. Yeah,
you can just get yourself a good doctor and keep checking up on it and doing the things you need to do. Take your meds. You
and good health. And I think it's important to emphasize just in the way God has made us, when you're taking these things for your eyes, they're helping other things. And I've got to commend that Rachel had put me onto these B12 things that you take in the morning. What was the dosage that we got, Rachel?
Well, I was going to mention, I think it's most important. Like, we just broke them all down. And you can go to the store and buy them all separately. But I think it's the best way to get them is to get a nice, so nowadays it's sometimes called coenzymated, or converted B complex, so that the Bs have been partially actually digested. They usually use probiotics to do it. And they are much easier on your stomach and much easier to absorb. And even people who have trouble absorbing B vitamins, which that is a condition, will be able to absorb them.
Excellent.
And then some extra B12.
Yeah.
'Cause within the complex, within the bottle of B complex, at the most, it's half a milligram of B12. And I recommend between 1 and 5 milligrams, which would be 1,000 to 5,000 micrograms.
Yeah. That's what you gave me. Though. You take it, put it under your tongue in the morning before you've had anything. What a difference.
Makes me feel like a new woman.
Yeah, what a difference.
In your case, a new man.
vitamin C and eye health, Rachel. Talk about that.
Well, I'm a big fan of vitamin C. I take a lot, and I don't really push that on people because they get a little scared. And to get it from your food, and we're back to our leafy green vegetables, we're back to our fresh fruits, especially berries, which are great because they're a little bit lower in sugar and a little bit easier for the body to process.
Okay.
It's so great for you for so many things. But I think it's important to state that if we're doing damage control, or if we're trying to keep ourselves healthy in a kind of ever sickening world. Sometimes it seems like right now, especially if you look at the news and everything, everyone is sick everywhere.
Yeah.
So just a little extra vitamin C, a minimum of 500 milligrams a day.
Yeah, and that is
would be good.
It helps your eyes. What does it assist with? I think that helps prevent macular degeneration.
It's a free radical scavenger, just like the
astaxanthin
and zeaxanthin. It works in a different way. It is also a catalyst for many antioxidant processes in your body. It also helps you to make collagen, so you can't really build new tissue. And that doesn't just mean, you know, looking young. It means, you know, healing a wound.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? You can't make new tissue without vitamin C.
And vitamin D, which we get from the sun, is it true that helps prevent pink eye?
It can help prevent a lot of things. It raises your immune function.
Okay.
Pink eye actually comes from a number of different, there's a couple of, well, not a number, there's like two main causes of pink eye. But one of them is a virus that is related to herpes. So, which by the way is also related to shingles.
Okay.
So they're in the same nasty little family.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Having it in your eye is super painful and super uncomfortable. Can damage your vision if it goes unchecked. So you really would need to, let's face it, you need to not get that.
Yeah, and see a doctor if you have it.
The better your immune system.
Okay.
With vitamin D, your B complex, vitamin C, and do you have to get it all from pills? No, you do not.
And folic acid.
A good healthy diet is good too.
Yeah, folic acid. We haven't discussed that very
much. Love folic acid. Well, it's usually part of a good B complex.
Okay. Oh, I see. Okay.
Got to have good folic. Got to have it. I use folate. I use methylfolate.
Okay.
And it's easily absorbed by the body.
Yeah, okay.
And
methylfolate.
Fantastic for you. Fantastic.
I've also read Rachel, zinc helps to support eye health. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, zinc is a. Somewhat like vitamin C. Sometimes they're found together in preparations for the immune system. It kind of triggers the function of the immune system in the body. In fact, a lot of the things that we're talking about here, have to be ingested very carefully or not at all by people with autoimmune disease.
Okay.
If you have an autoimmune disease, if you have, and the people who have them know, because the doctor will be hopefully smart enough to tell you, I'm thinking most good doctors will, that includes even things like rheumatoid arthritis and psoriasis. You need to be very careful about how much zinc, extra vitamin C.
Good warning.
And antioxidants, you can get away with a little of them, but not too much.
Yeah. Check with your doctors, folks, if you have those particular health conditions. Wait, Rachel, let's make it easy. Are there special, I'll put it this way, eye vitamins that you recommend that contain all of these things?
There's a couple that are well-known. I don't want to pick one over the other. There's a couple that are well-known, Arids and stuff like that.
But you have them at 110 Pharmacy. Somebody comes in and says, I want to support my eye health. You've got some basic eye health vitamins, right? See how busy they are at 110 Pharmacy.
It's Prasad, my boss. I can't believe him. He wants me to do my job.
Eye vitamins. And then we've got a break. We're almost done here.
The easy one is Preservision, and it's Arids.
Okay.
Arids 2, which is a formulation that uses no beta-carotene for people who may have been smokers. It's a whole long story about that vitamin. It is effective.
All right.
I would like to see higher doses, frankly, of astaxanthin, zeaxanthin, lutein, bilberry, which we haven't even mentioned. Love bilberry.
Rachel,
love it.
I tell you what we're going to do, because we've got to wrap this thing up.
We're doing a part two.
People are going to come see you at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical. Not only has allowed Rachel to be on the program in her busy day, but for sponsoring today's program, you can visit 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. It is a delightful step back in time to pharmacies like they used to be. Mention WLIE 540. You'll get a 20% discount on surgical medical supplies, the boutique, and the nutrition department. And you can use their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. You get a 20% discount there if you mention 5:40 a.m. Hey, see you next week on the radio on HealthWise. Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening. For now, be HealthWise.